Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your host, Charlotte Sivak, coming to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I'd like to first thank David Hickey for that beautiful track of Centaur that you heard as our intro. It's off his new album called Acceleration, and you can find more of his music at crystaljourney.ca. Now, just before we introduce our amazing guest, I just want to say that at the beginning, when everything had started and Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic was being born, some really incredible stories and amazing magical experiences that happened that led up to the name of the name being presented to you as it is. And I had very magically had this book show up from Amazon that I had not ordered. And it made itself so known to me that the book was flying all over the place, flying off my shelf, landing across my room, always opening to pages that always were absolutely significant, of those of you would all know about timing and synchronicities. And it turned out that it was exactly, as we all know, all the information that was always needed. The book was called Temple of Light. And as I picked it up and started reading it more and more and really got in depth with it, it was such an amazing, incredible awakening for me that allowed me to holographically be transported to Egypt. The author, her name was Danielle Roma Hoffman, and I was so inspired by everything that she had written in the book. I had tried to do the meditations, and I was just absolutely amazed at how being able to embrace the transmissions, how it was transforming my life, and it was allowing all these new experiences to come in. So I really am happy and so delighted to have you all join us today for this magically yummy cosmic hour. We're going to have a lot of incredible synchronicities. We're going to do our best to expand your consciousness, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And with no further ado, I would like to introduce our guest, Danielle Roma Hoffman. She transmits ancient and innovative wisdoms that inspires personal growth and elevates consciousness. She is an energy intuitive, a best-selling author of the book The Temple of Light. Danielle specializes in the shift of consciousness, the Egyptian mysteries, and supports spiritual seekers, entrepreneurs, to manifest their purpose, their prosperity, with ease and grace. Now, if you'd like to find out more about her, you can visit her at divinetransmissions.com. And I would like to now, with further ado, welcome her. So, Danielle, thank you so much for joining us on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic.
Thank you for having me. What an incredible blessing. And I just love hearing that story.
Thank you. I remember I'd written you that email when we had told you about our favorite temple being Philae. And I had begged Danielle if she could please come on and be the guest on the show and to do the actual transmission for Philae. And she then actually had also written back telling me about all the other amazing things that she does. And at first, when I thought about it, I realized that how much more information and what a valuable vault of knowledge you were. So I am just so happy to have you on the show to be able to have everybody listen to everything that you do and the variety of things that you do and how much you help lightworkers all around the world.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. I love so much that Isis and the Temple of Philae really was that ignition, with the goddess Isis being about divine magic and also midwifery. And in a sense, I really feel that so many of us are gathering together to midwife this shift in consciousness into being. So it just seems so perfect and synchronistic that Isis and the Temple of Philae are coming up as you're midwifing, giving birth to this next phase of your work as well.
Thank you. It's been absolutely remarkable. And the lessons that have come from it have been so incredible. It's the paths that they open up to as well is just so mind-blowing. And I wanted to ask you how your journey started with bringing you to this incredible space that you're in now. What was your deciding factor? Were you, did you have a dream one night or an inspirational message, or, you know, you picked up a book like I did and changed your life?
Well, I really feel like I set it up for me in past lives to kind of follow this breadcrumb trail. And so even as a child, I was really intuitive and sensitive and ended up going to this horseback riding camp when I was 9 years old. And the women who had the horseback riding camp ended up being, in my early 20s, my Reiki masters, and they also had a wellness center in the wintertime. And I took a workshop on Sekhmet with Nikki Scully, and that was really my reintroduction to my heart lineage, soul lineage with Egypt. Up until that point, I hadn't really had a sensation or a conscious awareness of Egypt. But then after that, it just really opened up. So I think it was a series of steps of just saying yes and just saying yes to the next thing and to the next thing. And actually was kind of meditating on this very subject before the show about how there were all these initiations in my life that I, I went to massage school, and I also had Reiki initiations and then studied alchemical healing, and so had all these awakenings.
Keys that were being brought.
Yeah, and these processes that really for me were aligning me with my purpose of transmitting ancient wisdom. And so I just was thinking about all the light workers and all the people that are drawn to their paths and all the books that they read and the classes that they take, and how I really see that as an opportunity to awaken our birthrights of intuition and subtle senses. And as you know from reading my book, my path is really direct in that I tap directly into source, and then the information comes through me more than, you know, being academically an Egyptologist or something like that. And I think that's really where we're all headed to. We all have that inner guidance and that innate wisdom.
It's incredible, too, as you have this wisdom awakening with you, and then when you actually travel to the land and then you get the memories or the flashes of those soul fragments when you were actually living there in the past lives, of how they awaken, or if you just even like step into one of the pyramids or stand next to one of the beautiful statues that they have, and how it just immediately awakens everything for you. And you must so feel like, you know, you've walked this path before, and you just all of a sudden get this download of memory of everything that ever happened. So it must have been for you as well, too, to experience that, having not been, like you said, academic with it or an actual Egyptologist, but actually have the sense of it from your experiences from past life is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
So it was beautiful, and the many meditations, too, and the transmissions in the book are just so incredible, and I really loved how you also had that offer about traveling with you holographically.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell us more about traveling with you holographically.
Well, I really felt guided to bring in this book and this body of work that also has a 6-CD set of all the initiations and essences to really provide an opportunity for people to have a virtual connection to Egypt that spans beyond time and space, because it really is an origin society that I think is a part of our DNA, that we have that that memory and that connection with it. And so some people will feel the calling of Egypt and actually physically go there, and others will just feel it and it's within them and they'll activate it in other ways. You know, I'm thinking about so many people that contact me that have been to all the museums and see the statues of Sekhmet, and they just have these memories. So this body of work, the Temples of Light, really provides that bridge for people to be able to access that ancient wisdom from a place of remembering from anywhere in the planet. And so to take that one step further, you know, I lead tours to Egypt with my husband, and for years people were saying, oh, I wish I could go in your suitcase. Can you put me in your pocket? You know, I really want to go. And so then I just, you know, had this divinely guided, inspired idea to offer the trip holographically. You know, a lot of my work is remote, and as energy healers, I think that's one of the first principles that we learn is that, you know, the time and space isn't really necessary to connect. And I think people have that sensation when they think of something, someone, they feel as if they're with them. So basically I take people's photographs with them, with me to Egypt, to the sacred sites, and then work with them while I'm there and set up the energy and the transmissions for the time while I'm in Egypt. And they also can go through the book and the initiations and follow along with the itinerary. And people just really...
They must enjoy it and absolutely love it. And what an amazing way to begin, too, as you work through with your ascension, with learning about bilocating and the telethought and being able to also just connecting into the space on the other side of the world. Teleportation, it's really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many avenues that can go from this. So, and you just started doing this, the holographic tour very recently?
I've offered it now, I think, two times. I started going to Egypt in 2002, and I've been nine times. And so I think on the last two journeys, I began the holographic Egypt trip. And I also really feel like, you know, our groups, we have a private boat, so we keep them small, and which I love, and that's so fantastic. And then this larger group consciousness of the holographic Egypt, it just feels like there's such a great synergy and interaction. So it's almost like it's exponentiated by...
Because you see, like, the soul extensions and the monad also coming in and joining. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an incredible way. It was the first time I had heard of it, and I thought, wow, what an innovation. It's phenomenal. So it's so amazing that you did it. And I remember I asked you if it was something that we definitely would love to offer with all the different amazing programs that you have as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which was your favorite temple, or I want to say, when you do return to Egypt, is it always one space that you found that was always really dear to your heart? Or, I mean, essentially, obviously, each time you go, I'm sure you've had always amazing experiences in all the different places. But is there one specific place that you found yourself always really coming alive and just awakening and really feeling that essence?
Well, I can imagine you can guess which temple it is.
Well, I want to give a good lead up for our listeners.
Well, as you mentioned, really they all have a special place in my heart, and that each time I go or each time I even reread the chapter, I feel like I'm able to tap into a different layer to it that's pertinent to who I am in that moment. And yet the temple that I tend to linger in the most and luxuriate in and is the Temple of Philae, dedicated to Isis. And it's just reminding me of my mom's traveled with us four times to Egypt, which has just been
amazing.
Such a blessing to be able to, you know, to share my gifts and my talents in an empowered way, you know, with my biological mother. And
And that must do so much, too, with your bond as well as, not just as family, but how that must inspire the people on your trip as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, it's been wonderful, I think, for us and the larger whole. But I remember we did our ceremony in Philae, and we had the temple rented, you know, privately before the sunrise, and it was just this amazing, magical experience. And then afterwards, the group had time on their own to just explore the temple, and then we're going with our Egyptologist to learn about the temple. And there's this touchstone, this altar in the Holy of Holies, and you know, we had it privately, but there's still the temple guardians that are there. And so I just sat down behind the touchstone so they couldn't see me, and just was there. And then my dear friend came, and she said, you know, okay, we're going to be leaving soon. And then Freedom and my husband came, okay. And then my mom came, and then we were leaving, and she said, I really just thought you were going to stay there, that we were just going to lose you to the Temple of Philae. So I think that would be one of my most favorite. For a lot of reasons.
Have you taken any pictures while you were there where you had some unexplained phenomena showing up in Philae,
yeah,
or if they even allow you to take pictures there?
I'm trying to think if in Philae in particular, I noticed a lot of orbs, especially in the Great Pyramid, and we go to the Temple of Luxor at night.
Oh, fantastic.
And I absolutely noticed, like, the most probably at Luxor Temple, just, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And I'm remembering this one picture that a woman who came with us took. I think she was at the Temple of Edfu, dedicated to Horus, and there was just this huge round circular orb around her. Yeah,
so incredible.
And then just people glowing. Like, I'm also thinking of a picture of my beloved Friedemann in the Great Pyramid, and he just, you know, he just seems to be glowing.
The brilliant system, right? Fully awakened?
Yes, the fully awakened brilliant system.
How does he feel with when, I mean, it's just so amazing that you have such tremendous support with your family and your husband. How does he have also a spiritual background, or is he science-driven, and how has it affected his awakening?
Well, where to even begin with that? I guess I just was immediately transported to... you know, just the sense of that divine partnership and how that expands consciousness. So I know as I'm expanding, he's expanding, and vice versa. And that's been such a sweet aspect of our sacred union, which I think is also another beautiful thing about leading the Taurus together, is we have this sacred feminine and sacred masculine energies, you know, coming together. And his background is in science. He's has his MD in cardiology, and then he also has a PhD in molecular biology. And through his medical background, he really began to realize the infinite potential of the human being. And so then he went on to study hypnotherapy and neurolinguistic programming, and was a Kundalini yoga teacher. That's where we actually met, was at a Kundalini yoga.
Wow, now that's definitely a doctor you want to find. That.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Yeah, so he created this this business called Cellular Wisdom. And so, you know, he's not a doctor anymore, but he really works with the mind-body-spirit connection. So it's this amazing synergy where I'm definitely... you know, that not to say that he's not intuitive, but that intuitive, energetic, divinely transmitting, and he just has this grounded, you know, way to also help that be accessible. Because, you know, I remember Toth was telling me one time that, like, if the Temples of Light is on an island, there needs to be a bridge to get people to the island. So it's my natural proclivity to just be in the energy and the vibration, and yet, you know, it needs to be able to be accessible. So I think freedom and kind of helps round that out in certain situations.
That's really incredible. And
yeah.
Especially, too, you see now, too, and I'm sure for those of the people listening in are also seeing, too, now how medicine and the doctors, everybody is realizing there's something different here. It's not just about the physical body and how much the other light bodies also affect your, I'm not sure if condition is the right word, but your space, your physical space. And it's just amazing to see how more and more, not just, you know, I don't want to say regular, ordinary people, but even people with the science background and the doctors being so much more open to this and seeing that there's just so much more. It's really remarkable. So he must be very, very also not just proud of you, but just completely. I can imagine the conversations you must have.
Mm-hmm.
Very life-altering. And please tell us about any of your current projects or your recent ventures. I saw you, when you had sent the money muse, that was amazing. And how you're also looking also with expansion and into other realms as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a money muse program that actually people can listen to a free 30-minute recording at divinetransmissions.com/moneymuse with a capital M.
And actually, if you go on where it shows today's program information, you'll see a link that can take you directly to this wonderful download. Thank you so much for this gift.
Great. Links help.
They sure do.
Yeah, so it was interesting because I offer monthly group sessions, and there are different topics each month. And so one month I did the Love of Money, which was basically a gathering with the divine to talk about money. And it was just so much fun, and the Council of Light was there, and the Overlighting Deva of New Money Frequencies, and the Venus Ray, which are all different light beings. And so I really was guided to download this three-part program about money, because I feel like that there, just as we were talking about science and spirit coming together more and more, that so many spiritual seekers and spiritual entrepreneurs are...
I've always had issues with the abundance and understanding the money and how to deal with it. So this is a very innovative idea to help many people with that.
Well, I think that the consciousness of money has changed as well, and that's why I think that there can be that congruency with the spiritual values, that in the old paradigm, the energy of money really did have a purpose about separation and lack, and that paradigm was very important to be able to move into the paradigm that we're in. And now the purpose of money is to really champion people's purposes and that love-enhancing quality. So it really helps people create a new relationship with money.
It's really incredible. I know myself, too, in the beginning it was an issue that I was also working with, too. And, you know, every now and again you run into somebody who says, well, you know, with what you're doing, you should be doing it for free. And so, you know, how do you deal with that? And, you know, plus your own emotional wounds that are also related to slavery and prosperity and everything. It's a very deep wound for so many. And I'm really grateful that you are undertaking this and being able to help so many to awaken their new energy and their new thoughts and their new expanded consciousness related to money. It's really remarkable. There's so many things to talk about. It's just so incredible. So it's amazing to see all the talents. It's just a wild. Well, please, then you have so much going on. Do you have any free time? What do you do with your free time?
Yes, actually, I create a lot of free time, and you know, that's also one of the side benefits of bilocating and remote programs and all those kinds of things. So I love to be in nature and meditate and blow glass and travel. So I definitely have free time.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Will there be other places you're going to be leading tours to as well, other than Egypt?
Well, I feel that there are. Yeah, I feel that there are going to be some tours that will get added on to new places, and in particular, Friedemann and I are exploring living part-time in southern France, and so I think that southern France can be, you know, and that's really following the ISIS Mary Magdalene
Mary
trail.
Magdalene.
And then I love England. I went to England, and I was so in love with it. I felt like I was cheating on Egypt. I mean, it was just so palpable and incredible. So those are definitely two places.
Don't they say, too, that there is a ley line that goes from the Pyramid of Egypt, the Giza Pyramid, right to Stonehenge as well, where there's a big connection?
I think that I've heard that as well, but I don't know a lot about it.
It's probably not a total cheat, then.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. They have so many of the with the Stonehenge, and I was trying to think of the name of the area where they have all the rocks, and I believe there's a Temple of the Sun there as well that really awakens you when you go through. That sounds like you have a lot of amazing other ideas coming up and expansion. I really wish you good luck with all of them. So it sounds really fantastic.
Thank you.
So yeah. I'm very excited for this. If you're feeling up to being able to, or would you like to, do a transmission or a channeling for us? And I have to ask that it be Philae, as it is seemingly both our favorite temple, and in honor of goddess alchemy and divine magic, the night that the name of the show came to me was actually given to me from Isis herself, and it was just after I had done this transmission. So what a, you know, spectacular way to honor you, Isis, goddess alchemy and divine magic, and all the women out there and everybody listening. And we can't forget the men as well, because they also all have a divine feminine, and how we're all embracing this energy. And not that it is a better energy than the masculine, it's just that that's what is needed at this time. And if you would be so kind as to take us into this incredible, magical transmission.
I would love to. Yeah, so I would just set the sacred intention that this transmission is received with ease and grace for all levels of our systems, and in that divine timing. For I realize some people may be driving or doing different activities, and so it can be received, and then like a time-release vitamin, the nourishment can be taken up from it. So it is with great joy and appreciation that we begin this divine transmission together. And there is really a commingling of vibrations that is coming through the Temple of Philae and the goddess Isis, as well as Thoth, the god of infinite knowledge, keeper of the Akashic records, who also is associated with teaching Isis her magic and is very much in service to the goddess. He's much associated with being the teacher's teacher, the healer's healer, the diplomat, and being in service to the goddess, as well as the Venus ray, that ray of bliss and that ray of ecstasy. And so as these three vibrations are coming through. It really is the blend of the Divine Mother and the infinite and ancient knowledge and bliss. So to begin, just bring your awareness into your body, knowing that your body, and in particular your heart, is a multidimensional portal into other realms of consciousness. It is a doorway, a gateway, in which you can travel through. And just set your intention from within your body to move through the portal of your heart to ancient Egypt, to the Temple of Philae. And so you may anchor your connection to the Temple of Philae by feeling and seeing and knowing your arrival there. Maybe you have an awareness of the Nile, of the sun warming your skin. And that Thoth and Isis are there to greet you together. So just greet them eye to eye, peer to peer, divine to divine. And imagine that you are walking into the temple. And this temple is built as a reflection of the human body, meaning that as you are in the outermost part, it's like walking into the feet of the temple, the legs of the temple. So just walk into the sacred space. And as you walk further and further into the body of the temple with Isis and Thoth guiding you, feel an awakening happening, a remembering happening. Until you are standing within the Holy of Holies, the inner sanctuary at the Temple of Philae. And sensing, seeing, feeling, imagining the hieroglyphs around you, the sacred symbology around you, and the stone altar in the center of this room. And gently just place your hand on this altar, having this touch be an awakening of that which is yours to receive, that which is yours to remember at the Temple of Philae. For it may not be your first time in this sacred temple. And those that are listening to this divine transmission are actually a part of midwifing this divine magic consciousness. And so as you're simultaneously receiving what's yours to receive at the Temple of Philae, we would offer this prayer, this invocation. We honor the sacred birth. That each of you is participating in. We honor the awakening of the divine alchemy, the goddess alchemy and divine magic. And we call forth those perfect people, places, and opportunities for each being to not only give birth to that which is theirs to give birth to, but to give birth to it with absolute and exquisite bliss, absolute and exquisite support and nourishment. We call forth the loving and life-enhancing purpose championing energy of the new money frequencies. We call forth the bliss and ecstasy codes for your life is an expression of this divine unfolding. Each moment is a divine awakening, a bliss incarnating experience. So we have transmitted much in a short amount of time. Just feel the integration of this consciousness. And you may choose to remain at the Holy of Holies at the Temple of Philae, setting your intention that you call all of you back to you at that perfect time. You may choose to revisit, and knowing that Isis and Thoth and the Venus Ray are available to support you. So just taking the time that you need to come back into your body, feeling your fingers, your toes, the light and the love in and around, and then just taking three long, slow, deep breaths to anchor this experience. And as you're breathing and anchoring, just go within yourself and see if there is a commitment that you want to make. Perhaps it is being a priestess of Isis, an ambassador of love, a champion of the all-inclusive energy of love vibration. Perhaps it is a commitment to midwifing that project that has been gestating. Calibrating your system to the energy of that yes to that next step. There is the thought that one needs to have it all figured out before entering into a new beginning. A new beginning is just that first step. So it is with great joy and appreciation that we complete the verbal aspect of this divine transmission.
Oh, it took me a few minutes there. Thank you so much for that beautiful transmission. I'm sure there's many, including myself, who are having a hard time coming back.
My
pleasure. Being in such a magnificent space.
Mm-hmm.
It's really remarkable. How many, do you find that you've had many times too before where while you were in Philae, you downloaded, I was going to ask you if you had been writing a lot while you were there, or after you had left and you were feeling the energy and it just all came pouring through you.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning towards your book.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a beautiful question and segue, especially after this divine transmission that came through, because it felt like it was this conception or this download or this frequency to be able to give birth to something in form. So I just love to look at the creative process in relationship to that natural birth process that we have. So for me, I felt like I really received an aspect of the consciousness while I was in Egypt, and a lot of the writing that I did was after I left. And so sometimes I would just go into a deep meditative state or even fall asleep and then wake up and know what that temple wanted to share. And sometimes I would connect to the temple and then verbally transmit the consciousness and record it and then transcribe it later. Sometimes I would just go to the computer and let it flow through me. And so I think what's significant about that for the people that are listening is many things, but just really being open to being that conduit, being that that vessel, and allowing the energy to flow through can be such a powerful thing. And I noticed for myself that I really need to be taking impeccable care of myself in order to be in vibrational proximity to that which is coming through. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another reason why I'm so passionate about helping people really access their purpose fully and to do it in a way that they're supported exquisitely in terms of time and money and resources. Because, you know, if I'm in that place of fear or doubt or worry, then I'm not in alignment or in vibrational access to that consciousness that wants to come through. And so I think that's true for people, that just to recognize, and I think this is also bringing in the divine feminine energy more, that there is that gestation process, that ruminating process, where it's not just going from A to B. You know, there are lots of times that I went for walks or got a massage or took a bath or, you know, was just playing. And that's where I felt like that divine play opened up the doorway to be able to access things. So I think that's also a framework that's changing for people when they're moving forward with creating.
And being so serious and mental, it doesn't, sometimes it drains the creative process or the creative juices.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get that yumminess coming in with all the amazing new ideas. And I know when I speak to, when I start getting into brainstorming, I just fly. It's pretty incredible. And the other thing that I think is really incredible is that we had you today on the show because Neptune has made an aspect that apparently is going to be in the charts for the next 4 months, which is giving us sort of a preview. Neptune has not been in this awakened position in 149 years. And so it's really going to be helping people to access more of their consciousness and their illuminating and all the beautiful, you know, the poetry, the writing, the everything that comes with Neptune, all the, if you want to romanticize Neptune. And then I believe by next year it'll be back and staying around between, I think it was either 7 or 11 years. So it apparently just came into this awakened position yesterday.
Beautiful.
So how incredible that we would have you today on the show to help everybody with their projects and giving them that inspiration, and what a send-off. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this time, I believe we have a few minutes, we can open up the lines. Would you be fine with taking any questions, or if anyone would like to call in and maybe share what they experienced through the transmission or if they have any questions. That would be wonderful. The number to call would be the 530-413 or the 4510, and toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-888-815-9756. So I'll just say that one more time. Toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-888-815-9756. So many amazing things. What is would be your second or the next one of the transmissions that you feel really drawn to from your book? Or I don't want to say your next favorite one because that would imply, you know.
Right. Well, I love that you brought up Neptune, since the temples are really built in relationship with the cosmos, and that, you know, a lot of the temples in the book are built along the Nile, and the Nile is thought to be a reflection of the Milky Way. So it really is that cosmic energy. And one of my favorite places, which is very undervisited, is the Temple of Memphis. And the Temple of Memphis was dedicated to Ptah, a creator god, creating heaven on earth, speaking the world into being, who's also the consort of Sekhmet, the goddess of courage and love and compassion. And I first went there the first time I went to Egypt, and there were these Hathor columns that were buried, and so you could only see their heads. And to me, that energy was so accessible, like the energy of Mu or Lemuria, or that, you know, those ancient civilizations where it is heaven on earth, it is bliss, it is love. And so that's one of my, unfortunately it's closed to the public now, but it's one of my favorite places that I think is just in the land, that aspect that we are divine creator beings, and that we have the capacity to choose to really experience that heaven on earth.
It's amazing. And now with the past, it was amazing to see how the outpouring and the prayers and all the healing circles that people did with honoring Egypt, with some of the issues that they were also going through in the past few months, was amazing, because everybody had felt such heart-based stirring from what was happening in there. It was, I remember a few nights we also, with my meditation circle, we actually focused just on the pyramids themselves and how the energy was just radiating out from it and awakening everybody. How did you also do something related to that, or
I
know
did.
That must have really affected you.
Well, it was amazing how many people connected to me during that time, and we did a gathering for people that had gone on our past trips that was just so exquisite and lovely. And again, that microcosm of the macrocosm, you know, that everything that was going on in Egypt was an opportunity, I think, for the world to kind of take a look at those archetypes that were shifting, you know, within themselves. And, you know, for me, I guess what touches me the most about it is just the Egyptian people are so exquisite and so wonderful. And, you know, our friends Mohammed and Emil, and so I'm just really intending that people continue to travel there, because it's such, you know, I really feel like it is safe to go, and a really magnificent time, and that the energies are shifting also to be more in that state of Ma'at, that state of divine balance.
It's amazing how fast it did also change. Immediately, I believe it was within a few weeks. So it shows you the power of prayer and ceremony and how it really affected everybody, and it was so amazing. It was a very interesting time. We also had a tour that was planned and unfortunately had to be canceled. But I believe you have one coming up this year, and you might like to share with our listeners about that, because there might be somebody also interested in coming along.
Yeah, thank you. We're going November 20th through December 4th, 2011. And, I really, we were planning on going in February when all this was happening, and also ended up postponing our journey. And so it was such an amazing experience to be, in the midst of planning a trip and taking people right as all that was happening in Egypt, and just utilizing it as an opportunity to make decisions based on unity consciousness, make decisions based on wholeness and love, and then just to recognize that energy of fear, that energy of, that sense of not being safe, because I think that was really a lot of what was being broadcasted through the news and was getting triggered in a lot of people's systems, and the family members of the people that were supposed to go, and so it really was this quantum opportunity to stand in the vibration of love and the vibration of wholeness. And, it was so beautiful. I felt like we all grew like quantum.
Milestones.
And we didn't even go,
That was another holographic aspect.
Yeah, and it was so funny because we named that tour a pilgrimage for the soul, and I said, well, I guess it was, or a reunion for the soul or something like that. And I said, well, I guess we had a reunion on the soul level.
Yeah, really, in the upper universities, the upper cosmos, it was, I was just thinking about what you had mentioned, too, with the different temples and the Milky Way, and how the Nile was also representing the different chakras as well, and how amazing that is as well. I mean, how it activates each individual aspect. And if there was somebody who, say, was going to Egypt and they couldn't take in all of the ports or all of the temples, which ones would you suggest to, I mean, other than the ones they're being drawn to, but which ones would you tell them to go if they want to have, like, a full experience and they're very short on time? There'd be one in particular, maybe?
Yeah, I think that one that might get dropped because people are short on time, that I think is kind of a, I wouldn't want to go to Egypt and miss temple.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Luxor is a great hub for people if they're short on time because, everything's kind of situated around there, is the Temple of Abydos and dedicated to Osiris and actually seven gods. But it really is a pilgrimage site, an ancient remembering, and the reliefs on the temple walls are so bright. And then when you're there, you're really close to Dendera, dedicated to Hathor as well. So, I think that's another not-to-be-missed place.
And Abydos is also where they have the Flower of Life. Is it fire or infused onto the wall, is it not?
Yes, that's where the Flower of Life is, in the Osirian, which is really, I took a month to go to Egypt without a group in 2005, and I stayed at the Temple of Abydos, right by the Temple of Abydos, and just spent like 9 hours a day there, and it was just, the Flower of Life is just amazing to be there and to just have that sense again of the hologram, that each part has the whole within it. A really healing and beautiful place.
Have you ever had the opportunity to, I'm not sure if I want to use the word sneak in, but be able to stay overnight near or right inside any of the temples, and what kind of an experience did that draw from you?
Yeah, I've had holographic sleepovers, but not physical sleepovers. However, know, we stay at the Mina House in Giza Plateau, which is basically, you know, in the same backyard as the pyramids. And I've also, like I just mentioned, stayed at Abydos, probably about, you know, 50 yards from the temple. And I think that, you know, what's left of the temples is really only a fraction of what was originally there. So I think that the land holds that consciousness, and I've had a sense of really sleeping in that. And, you know, I think it's similar to being in Sedona. I know you're going to Sedona, but just like I remember sleeping in Boynton Canyon and just, you know, feeling that balancing happening. And I've had similar experiences in Egypt. And one thing that I do notice about when I go to Egypt is that the group manifests these perfect experiences. So, you know, things that have been closed for 30 years will all of a sudden open, or, you know, there'll just be this moment where, you know, you kind of slip into some place that isn't necessarily accessible. And so I've had some really incredible experiences with that. We went to the tomb of Seti the First in the Valley of the Kings, which have been closed forever. And, you know, I've heard about the underworld for so long, but I really just had the beautiful experience of how it would feel, I think, to be in the underworld.
That must have been very awakening. I figured, I know when I'd be in Egypt, I don't think I'd be sleeping. I'd be just wired for the whole time I'd be there. I can just imagine. the good news that I do want to share now is that with regards to people who are planning to travel to Egypt now, we received news yesterday that all the cruise ships are going back in. So it's amazing. They realized that they jumped the gun and they couldn't really back it up as to why they were not going. So Egypt is really going to be flourishing. I give it a few weeks. And so it's amazing, again, of how prayer works and how us being able to send all the energy. So it's really amazing. I really want to thank you for being on the show and giving us such an amazing experience and traveling, allowing us to, well, holographically be with you through the, I wasn't going to say suitcase, but being with you for this incredible journey and to hear of some of your experiences. I'm sure many people were just delighted to be able to get such a sense and even just to feel part of the energy signature that you were bringing through. It was so beautiful. And I wonder if people are back yet from that amazing transmission. I know as soon as we're finished the show, I'm going to definitely go into my meditation room and have a few words to write down. So just buzzing right now. So it's really incredible. And please, I'd like to say again, you can be found at www.divinetransmissions.com. And Danielle has so graciously given us a few downloads as well that you can get by either, and maybe you can give them the link if you like at the time, the Prosperous Soul, or by going to clicking on where it says today's program information on the BBS website. And you will find there the links that you can click on and download these amazing meditations and transmissions. So we want to thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's such a blessing and so much fun, and I'm just delighted for you and all your listeners to be. And many blessings on your radio show.
Thank you, and thank you for writing such an amazing book that I'm sure is going to inspire many for generations to come, and just opening so many different doors of consciousness. It's absolutely beautiful, and we wish you so much luck and love and success. It's really beautiful. Thank you, and would really like to also say thank you to everybody at BBS for helping us out and putting this on today. And you can catch our next show which will be April 19th. Our special guest will be Patrick Bernard, who is a New Age composer, producer, and singer. His music is absolutely beautiful, which really activates you. And I found his CD once while traveling through Montreal, and it, again, magically leaped off the shelf. So that should be a fantastic show as well. And I really, again, would love to thank Danielle for being on. And again, you can reach her at www.divinetransmissions.com. And please tune in next week, April 12th, for Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery with Enrita Melchizedek from the Melchizedek and Palladian Light Network. So thank you so much. Many blessings to all of you, and we thank you for joining us. Aloha.